Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to analyst conference call of Genus Power Infrastructures Limited to discuss the business update on the deal that the company has made and entered with GIC to set up a platform to fund smart metering projects. This conference call is being hosted to discuss the GIC partnership, and the company will refrain from discussing anything on business performance or financials for Q1 FY24. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kailash Agarwal, Vice Chairman of Genus Power Infrastructures Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, all. Good afternoon, dear friends. A very warm welcome to all of you. Along with me on this conference call is Mr. Jitendra Agarwal, who is the Joint Managing Director of the company, and our investor relations advisors, SGA. As disclosed to the stock exchanges, we are pleased to announce that we have signed definitive agreements with GemView Investment Pte. Limited, an affiliate of GIC Singapore, for setting up a platform for undertaking advanced metering infrastructure service provider, AMISP, concessions. In this platform, GIC will hold 74% stake, while Genus will hold 26% stake. Both GIC and Genus Power, as partners, have committed to an initial pipeline with a capital outlay of approximately $2 billion. Genus Power would be the exclusive supplier to the platform. I say exclusive supplier to the platform for smart meters and other associated services. In addition to this, another affiliate of GIC, Chiswick Investment Pte. Limited, will also make an investment of up to rupees 519 crores by way of a preferential allotment of warrants at rupees 112.88 per share warrant. This will constitute 15% of the issued and paid-up share capital of Genus on a fully diluted basis. The above-mentioned transactions are subject to the approval of Genus shareholders and fulfillment of customary closing conditions to the satisfaction of GIC affiliates. Broadly, we can say the platform will act as an AMISP that will be the prime bidder for various smart metering projects awarded by the state electricity boards on DB Food Design Build Finance Operate Transfer basis. For all the AMISP projects won by the platform, it will have an exclusive arrangement with Genus Power as technical partner of the supply for the supply, installation, and technology provider of smart meters. Approximately 60% of the project value won by the platform is likely to occur to Genus Power and remaining 40% to the platform. Genus Power and GIC will fund the platform in accordance with their shareholding. The initial investment cap for Genus Power is $211 million for 26% stake in the platform, which will have an initial outlay of $2 billion, which constitutes a mix of funding via both equity and debt. The target installation for this platform is 30 million meters in next 3-4 years. The supply of smart meters to the platform will happen at competitive arm's-length pricing policy, as Genus Power and the platform are two separate companies. As Genus Power, we will now play the role of smart meters supplier to the AISP platform. The receivable cycle is also expected to witness a sharp decrease. The AMISP projects, after they are awarded, take about 6-9 months to ramp up and pick up pace on ground, so the revenue will start flowing from the fourth quarter of financial year 2024. We expect to record a total top line of about 1,200-1,400 crores in this fiscal year and expect a multifold jump in revenue in financial year 2025. In addition to this, we have received a letter of award of ₹2207.53 for appointment of advanced metering infrastructure service provider including the design of AMI system with the supply, installation and commissioning of 27.69 lakh smart prepaid meters, feeder meter, DT meter, level energy accounting and FMS of these 27.69 lakh meters, which was informed to the exchanges 2 days, 3 days back. Post this order inflow, our total order book stands at an excess of 6,000 crores. So having this platform and 6,000 order book, we see a very good coming years in that. And now I welcome the questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I'm Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. So my two questions, sir. First of all, congratulations on a very, very good set on the deal. So my first question is, can you give us a broad sense of investment required for the current AMISP order book? And how much of the AMISP order book will get transferred to the SPV?
So basically, Mohit, all the orders except the order of Bihar, South Bihar, we won a year back, will not be transferred. Otherwise, all other orders will be executed through this platform only. The total order book is 6,000 crores. Out of that, I think 1,000 crores is that Bihar order. And whatever the other AMISP orders are there in the company will be executed through the platform only.
Understood, sir. Second question, sir. You said that we have to invest around $211 million, right? Which is translates into 1,600 crore. Is there any timeline to bring your investments in the SPV?
So it will be around 3 to 4 years, as we said, as I said earlier also, that there will be a total capital outlay of $2 billion. So when I say $2 billion, the order size of the platform SPV will be around $3.5 billion, around, say, because we are talking about 30 million meters, 3 crore meters. So per point, if we say broadly 9 to 10,000, including the taxes and all, so total order to the platform will be of around 30,000 crores. Out of that, when we say 60% will come to the, and 60% capital outlay is needed, so it is approximately, it comes to $2 billion and all. So total capital outlay of the platform will be $2 billion. Out of that, it will be equity and debt also. So some equity and some debt. So equity from Genus will be, is a commitment of $211 million, and that will go in next, say, 3 to 4 years. As the total, we are a total 30 million meters or 3 crore meters we have to do in 3 to 4 years. So the total equity outlay will be also in 3 to 4 years. So remaining equity in the same proportion of 74% will be coming from GIC, and whatever is the balance will come through debt.
So last question was about clarification. So in the current order book, when you say AMISP, does it include the O&M part also? Is it only supply part of the, you know?
Includes all order, full order, but O&M and everything.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ajay Upadhyay from UU Medipex. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Kailash bhai and Jitendra bhai.
Good afternoon, Ajay ji. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Your really positive developments and all the best.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm a little curious about knowing the 60% that you're saying which will come to Genus. Does it in, is it including the 24% of the platform?
No. Platform will be a separate entity. That will be a 26% of investment in that. That is separate, totally separate.
Okay, that 26% is not part of the 60% that you're talking
here. So 60% is the business that platform will give to Genus Power for supplying of meters, for installation of meters, for O&M and everything. Because rest 40% comes to the financing and for 10 years management and all.
Based on the current businesses that you've got, say 6,000 crores, so 60% of that will come to you?
Yes, yes, you can say like that, yeah.
And how will the billing come about? Like, what will Genus's billing be? You will be billing which company?
We will be billing to the platform only, the SPVs of the platform, because it will be not a direct platform. Platform has to make SPVs, because every tender there is, we have to make a SPV. Like these 6,000 crores order also, we have different SPVs formed. So all those SPVs will come under platform now. So we will be billing to those SPVs. So whatever the money will coming to the Genus or whatever the agreement will happen, but it will be with the SPVs only. Platform will be owning those SPVs. So in SPVs, the money will be coming from the platform, and then SPV will be paying money to the Genus Power. So billing will be in that.
And the platform then in turn has to bill somebody, no?
No, platform is just putting the money. That platform is not doing any business. So basically, a platform is formed where 26% is Genus, 74% is GIC. That platform will be investing money in different SPVs. The business Genus will get from those SPVs. So Genus will be billing to those SPVs, getting money from those SPVs, and those SPVs will be billing to utilities.
But the SPVs are currently 100% owned by Genus, right?
Yes, correct.
So, what is the, suppose you execute 6,000 crores worth of business, what is the revenue which accrues to Genus, the listed company?
So, that will be around 60%. That will be around 60% of the, broadly 60%, you can say it might go to 60, sometimes might come to 65.
Okay.
Broadly, we can say 60. Yeah, 60% revenue will be coming to the listed company.
SPV would be billing 6,000 then. To the
yes.
But SPV is a 100% subsidiary, so that will again come back into Genus.
So basically, right now whatever orders we have got, so that model that there will be a restructuring that, where there should be no consolidation in Genus balance sheet, because all the investments and everything will be coming from the platform, and Genus Power will be acting as a sole supplier to that SPV and all. So we are already in discussions with our auditors and all whether a consolidation will be required or not. So if any consolidation will be required, then you are right.
Yeah, being 100% subsidiary, you have to consolidate. There's no option.
Absolutely, you are absolutely right, but because the 100% business is being done, rooted through that, we are already in discussion with the SRB, our auditors and all. So whatever they suggest, we have to go like that only.
Okay. So 3,600 is definitely coming in the next 2 years for Genus, and maybe more.
For sure.
And this does not include any of the other meter supplies to other people like Tata Power and Techno Electric and others.
Yes.
And would you be using companies like Techno Electric for your execution on the ground? You subcontract it to them and say, okay, you guys handle this. Because after some time, you will be possibly having to run into issues of managing such large geographies and size of orders.
JK, you can answer it better, please. Hello?
Yes, JK.
JK, we cannot hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, now you are audible, yeah.
I'm audible? Yeah, no, we are not planning anything right now like this. We are currently we are focusing on developing our own systems, processes and our own team, which is very well placed on the ground.
Basically, I'm giving you an idea because maybe if you have, say, 15,000 crores worth of orders, you will possibly run into bandwidth issues and managerial issues. So you could look at some of these. Maybe they are competitors, but they could facilitate actual order execution.
See, it is a good idea, and definitely keep it. We'll keep it open.
Yes,
you're always open for the good ideas.
Yeah, that's the idea that I had in mind. and many others will be, because managing that size of order on the ground can be really tricky for non-EPC companies. And there have been many companies which have run into major hurdles on the ground. So there is a need for de-risking at that stage, especially when you run into orders beyond 6,000-10,000 crores, which you will, because the execution has to be done in a very short span.
Correct, but that is again a 3-4 years time. So it's not a very small, it's not a very large span also, but it's not a very small also. And you are absolutely right. We have to build our capabilities for all these things. There is no doubt in that.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ajay. I'll request to join the queue again for a follow-up question.
Thank you. Thank you, Kailash Bhai.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant so the management can address all the participants' questions. Next question is from the line of Rahul Modi from Nippon Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you and congratulations for a great deal. So just a couple of questions. Sir, is it getting some numbers correct? Now, you said 1,000 crores from Bihar and the total is 6,000. So 5,000 is the balance. So anything which is an only supply order in the order book, which will also get excluded. So the net transfer would be anywhere 4,500. Is that correct?
So I will answer that, Kailash. That exact what will get transferred is 2,200 plus 2,400, exactly 4,600.
Okay, 22 plus 2,200 out of 6,000, 4,600 gets transferred.
Yeah.
Right, perfect. And so now, obviously, when you're targeting 3 crore meters, so do you look to expand the capacity which was of around 1 crore? I'm saying we had a fungible capacity right now, so do you look to increase the capacity?
So currently we are comfortable with that because we, as I said earlier, we are already comfortably producing 10 to 11 million meters annually, and the way we have planned it, whenever we need it, we need maximum 3 to 5 months to expand the capacity.
Right. That's useful. And lastly, just wanted to understand in the AMISP format, so what is the typical threshold of IRRs that we are looking at? And if you could just explain how the cash flows, come in from the various DISCOMs through the escrow mechanism in terms of year 1 to year 10 or year 1 to year 12. If you can explain that, that would be very useful. Thank you.
Rahulji, we cannot talk anything on IRRs because already we are participating in tenders. So that's very difficult to comment anything on that. And regarding cash flows, it's a bigger subject. To tell you in this conference call, it is not possible. That can be told to you separately, and you can have a discussion separately on that.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Devrat Jhunjhunwala from Nepean Capital. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I have 2 questions specifically, one on supply chain issues and second on renewable energy. The first is there any plan to handle certain supply chain constraints, for example, semiconductor issues into the import importing into India and other imports that may be subject to tensions? And my second question is, what is the proportion of renewable energy sources or renewable energy transmission that these smart meters will participate in, or is it completely agnostic to the type of energy produced? Thank you.
JK, you answer this. Hello.
Yes, sir. One moment. Jitendra, sir?
Sorry, was my question heard?
Yes, sir. Your question was heard.
Yes. Thank you.
So Mr. Jitendra sir's line is dropped. We will reconnect. Just give me a moment.
So you please reconnect. Yeah.
Participants, thank you for your patience. We have line for Mr. Jitendra reconnected. Devrat, may I request you to repeat your question once again, please?
Sure. So, afternoon, gentlemen. I have two questions. One about supply chain issues. Second about renewable energy. On the supply chain point, is there any plan to address? We've already mentioned about production capacity to produce 30 million meters. But is there any plan to address certain supply chain constraints, for example, semiconductors or any other materials that you may need? And secondly, in the platform and the order book that you have currently, is there any proportion that is going to be focused on renewable energy, or is it agnostic to the energy that is produced and therefore could be both renewable and non-renewable sources? Thank you.
So for the question number one, we are closely working with our vendors. The semiconductor issues are more or less over. We are already almost at the levels of pre-COVID. So I don't see any issues coming up due to supply chain management, and especially for the semiconductor reasons. So we don't see any problems coming in after next 3 to 4 months maximum. And for your second question, this platform is going to focus only on the AMISP projects, very specifically.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Srijan Sena from Future Gen Valley. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me? Sir?
Hello, audible? Yeah, Srijan.
Sir, first of all, congratulations on bringing a marquee investor to your platform. Sir, I'm not clear on the 60% of the revenue flowing through Genus. So you intend to implement about 3 crore meters, right? Ballpark, the total cost would be about 10,000 per meter, which means 30,000 crore of potential order book for the platform.
Correct. Right?
So 60% of that 30,000 crore flows through Genus, or it is just the 15,000 crore, which is the upfront capital?
No. 60% of that 30,000 crores will flow through Genus.
So potential revenue pool is about 18,000 crore.
18,000. So that's why we are saying a total capital outlay of $2 billion, because out of that 18 months, after 6 months from every project, the cash flow starts coming to the platform also. So the total capital outlay of platform will be envisaged at $2 billion.
Okay, so which means the total revenue potential for next 3 to 4 years is about 18,000 crores.
18,000 crores for the Genus, and the outlay of the capital will be around 16,000 crores.
Okay, and this 18,000 crores includes the meter manufacturing plus O&M and installation as well?
Yes.
Okay, so my second question is, I mean, as investors, we were always worried about the extended payment cycles in the AMISP. That would have stressed your balance sheet. Now, that has been taken care of. Now, can you help us understand a bit about the payment terms with the platform? How soon do you get your money back from the platform, and what would be the typical working capital cycle like?
So basically, once we have completed whatever the requirements from the utility is there, so once we have completed that, there will be a payment terms of 30 to 45 days, different depending on tender to tender from the platforms. Exactly, it will be a different EPC contract for every contract or every EPC. There will be a separate contract with the platform that will be signed from time to time whenever the contract comes or the concession comes. There will be an EPC contract signed between the platform and the Genus, and in that there will be a variance from 30 to 45 days for payment terms and all.
So simplistically, the day you manufacture your meter and you ship it, you get your payments back in 45 days is what you're
trying? No. Basically, once I ship the meter, then install the meter. Then I get a certificate from the utility for that, and then it starts.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, this becomes a very asset-light model for Genus, the listed entity. All the leverage goes into the platform, right? Okay. Which becomes an associate for a company for us. So what would be the peak debt that you are looking at for the listed entity?
So basically, right now we in this particular financial year we have taken a loan of DFC, which we have already announced, of 50 million, and that is going for the Bihar project, which I was telling that it is not a part of the platform. So So basically that is taken for that project only, and I think I don't think there will be further any raise in debt for at least in this financial year, and there might be some raising in next coming years, but that will also not be too much, not to a very high levels, because already we have come in asset light model, and our working capital cycle will also reduce to a good number. So I don't think there will be a big debt required by the company. And again, that this the warrants, the money of warrant is also coming to the company.
Yeah, about 500 odd crores.
Yeah.
So, sir, $211 million that you have to pay, ballpark about 1500-1600 crore. The 500 crore is taken care of by the warrant money that comes in.
Yeah.
Rest 1000 crore, you intend to raise debt to fund that 1000 crore investment, or would it be done through internal accruals?
No, basically it can be through internal accruals also, and company is already sitting on bonds or treasuries of almost 250 to 300 crores. So that is a cash surplus with the company. Then there will be internal accruals also in next three years or 4 years. And then if required, a few hundred crores, we can go for the debt also.
Okay. And so one more question is on, do we intend to bid separately as well, or the entire bidding will be done through platform only?
It will be through platform only. If platform doesn't want to bid for any particular thing, we can bid it directly.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, my final question is, there are two other L1 status that we have. One is, I think, in UP, and another is in Himachal Pradesh. How soon do you think that will transform into your order book? And will that also be a part of the platform?
That we will talk later. This is purely for GIC things and all. This can be discussed later.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, sir. Thanks a lot for this.
Thank you. Requesting all the participants to restrict to two questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
So thank you, sir. Can you give us the breakup of the order book in terms of supply and O&M?
So basically, the total order book, 60% is 60% is the supply installation and other things, and 40% is the O&M. Normally.
Okay. And sir, what is the duration of this O&M contracts? How long do we have to serve that?
Normally 100 months.
100 months. Okay. And sir, this question has been asked earlier as well. So any changes in terms of guidance for FY25? Because all these order inflows will start coming in, and you have also mentioned that most of the orders will take around 6 to 9 months to mature, and we've got a large order in terms of L1. So all these L1 orders will start getting executed in FY25. So can we expect large increase in revenues for FY25?
In my initial remarks, I have already told that 24 we are looking at a number of around 1,200 crores. It will be a multi-fold jump for 25 for sure. But right now, exact number I don't want to give. We'll try to give in next conference.
Sure. And sir, you also mentioned that to increase the capacity, you might need somewhere around 5 to 6 months. So what kind of capex will we need, and what kind of capacity expansion will we take up, if at all we do?
So for a 10 million meter expansion, we will be needing around 50 crore rupees.
Yeah. Understood. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investment Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir, on this tie-up with DIC. I wanted to understand, will you be supplying meters for other AMI FP winners, or you will supply exclusive only to this platform?
JK, you please answer this.
No, we will supply to other AMI FP players also.
Okay. And
we can supply to anybody, any AMI FP. There is no restriction on that.
Okay. And how is the competitive intensity in the AMI SP business? You know, who are the other players, and what market share are you targeting?
Okay, the competition intensity is, I won't say is very high, but it is good enough. And there are some large corporates like Adani, Monte Carlo, NCC, GMR. They are active in the market.
Okay. And tenders are only for AMI SPI. There are no separate tenders for smart meters. Is that understanding right?
It's a complete package as AMI SP.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best, and we look forward to your guidance for FY25.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jayesh Gandhi from Harshad Gandhi. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on the deal, sir.
Thank you.
My question is, though we will not be giving any IRR percentage on bidding for a particular tender, but say, for example, if we are ideally getting 12%, so what percent will now be coming to Genus listed and the platform?
So that's very difficult to give. I can only say that Genus, as told earlier also, is giving a guidance of healthy EBITDA numbers, and whatever we have achieved before COVID, like 15-16% of EBITDA levels, we are looking at these type of numbers in Genus, the listed entity.
Okay, so platform basically is now just a financing entity, if I'm reading it correctly, right?
So basically, exactly, you cannot say that, because only 60% of the revenue is coming here, remaining revenue is going there. So all finance will be arranged from the platform. You cannot say that it is only a financing company.
I get it.
So and it is taking a business, it is doing a business, it will be a proper business in the platform through the SPVs.
Okay. And to the earlier caller's question, see, if you are entertaining other guys also who are bidding for this AMISP through our platform, so manufacturing in those cases will go to Genus, or then it will go to some other, I mean?
No. We are not entertaining anybody from the platform. If the meter supplier to other AMISP will be directly through Genus, the listed company. Platform has nothing to do with others. It will participate exclusively, and exclusive business will come to Genus. If Genus wants to supply to other AMISP the meters, they can. They are allowed to supply.
Okay. And when you said that you will probably receive the payment from the platform between, say, 35 to 45 days, so that would be kind of like a working capital which we can think?
So basically, it's nothing a working capital. Whatever we have supplied to the platform or to the SPVs, they will pay us for that. Whatever the services we have provided, they will be paying us for that.
Okay. So why I'm saying is because your data days are like closer to like 200 days plus in last so many, I mean last 4-5 years. So now will that come down?
Yeah, surely it will come down. Surely it will come down. Yes, it will come down shortly.
And that will be 35 to 45 days.
Exact numbers, it's difficult to give. The working capital cycle will reduce for sure.
Okay. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Chandresh Malpani from Nimesha Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So basically, now in this model, as we are moving from O&M to just supply of meters, so what is your outlook on margins front? Do you want to revisit your guidance?
Yeah, we don't want to revisit. We have in last question only, I have given our guidance on the margins and all.
So 15% kind of margins you have guided.
EBITDA levels. We are looking.
Okay, sir. And secondly, what are the current tenders level, like government of what have been awarded by on total levels of?
So basically, this is for a GIC conference that can be answered in next conference call, please. So let us stick to this transaction that has happened yesterday for this conference. Yeah.
Okay, so largely one thing that you said 6,000 crore is the business value, and out of it 60% goes to Genus, and rightly to assume that whatever that platform makes that level, 26% also again flows to Genus, right?
Yeah, because 26% Genus is a 26% partner.
And who will be like running the Genus team will be the one who will be running the platform, right?
Basically, it will be the majority partner is GIC, so they will run the platform.
Okay, so like on the ground level, like to do O&M, that will be a new build or like Genus already have the capability?
Genus has a capability and we are extending that capability.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from Giri Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. I joined the call a little bit late. Sir, if you could repeat, mention on 18,000 crore of revenue will flow to Genus Power over next 3-4 years. Is it correct?
Yes, it is correct. Yeah.
Okay, and on that 18,000, we make the EBITDA which you have guided.
Yes.
Okay, and we will need around 1,500 crores of investment for this entire project execution.
Correct.
Okay. And sir, this entire, so it's a project where you have to, the fitting of the meter and the maintenance and all of that work will also be done by us, or who will take care of that work?
Yes, most of the work will be done by us.
Will be done by Genus. Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Jain from Galaxy International. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Nikhil, we are not able to hear you. Can I request you to speak through the handset?
Yeah, for the opportunity. And congratulations on the deal. Just one question. So we will be actually going ahead and doing our regular business. So this AMISP would be an additional main business, but the supply of gas meters, the supply of smart meters or the conventional meter, that will continue from the distilled entity as per the current business, right?
Right.
Okay. And once we go ahead and we are, okay, so everything else is clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raj Rishi from DCPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. By what percentage your working capital needs will reduce after this new structure?
So basically, the total working capital cycle right now is approximately 250 days or even more in some cases because of the debtor days so high. So it may reduce to 60% from this number or 65% from this number.
When reduce by 60%?
To reduce to 60%.
And around 40% reduction will happen?
Can happen, yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Agarwal, another thing, any adjacencies you're looking at, or you think enough business is there from this platform to take care of your growth aspect?
I think there will be enough business from the platform itself, and then we are free to supply to other AMISPs also, and we are in our regular business also. So I don't think there is any challenge to the numbers we want to achieve.
So as of now, what's your aspiration and possibility that next 3-4 years, other than the platform, what percentage can be garnered other than the platform?
So basically right now, I think the 18,000 crores itself is a big number. So
okay,
let us work on that, and then whatever the additional will be there, let us have to work on that, and we'll come back to you in later conferences and all.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vineet Gala from Xylem Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, what could be the O&M opportunity in these orders? You mentioned 100 months of O&M. So how do we charge the platform? Like, will it be per meter basis? So how does this revenue flow in, and what could be the kind of margins that we do on these O&M billing?
So it will be per meter per month basis for the total cycle. And regarding the margins, I have already told you it will be a consolidated margin for the company, which I am giving you a guidance of 15% EBITDA and all. It includes the total work what Genus will do for the SPVs.
And sir, like, what would be that number per meter per month basis?
That depends. That will be different for every tender and all.
On a ballpark basis?
will, it's difficult to say.
Okay, fair enough. So thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, can you explain how the platform will or SPV will get the payment from DISCOM?
So basically that's an escrow account mechanism where the utility will be and the platform will be making an escrow account, and the money from all the meters consumers will be coming to that escrow account and first remitted to the platform or SPVs, then going to the utility.
So whatever the investment which the platform will be making, there the return will be coming based on that escrow account.
I could not understand your question.
Yeah. So whatever the investment which platform or SPV is making all these meter and all, so there the return will be generated over a period of say 10 or 12 years from these escrow accounts.
So whatever is the size of order, the whole money will be coming through those escrow accounts in next say 10 years.
Okay. And
so the order size is 1,000 crores for the one single project. So that 1,000 crores will be coming to the SPV or platform through that in 100 months through that escrow account.
Okay. And for your payment from Genus, for Genus, you will get SPA payment from SPV based on initial conditions of...
Correct. So whatever the capital outlay we are saying, that is the money that is coming to Genus as... The money from utility will come in 100 months.
Okay. Clear, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So on the order that the platform gets, you are saying that the money will come to Genus immediately and the platform recovers it over 100 months from the utilities. Is that correct?
Yes.
And typically here, is the platform more like a financing SPV? What sort of returns would be left in the financing entity there?
So basically, it is not a financing thing, anything. They will be doing a business. Whatever is left, we don't know because they will be bidding, they will be taking the business, they will be giving back business to us for meter and installation and supply and all. So that basically that will be their decision that what they want to keep, what IRR or whatever the returns they want to keep. Genus, the listed company, has nothing to do with that. That will be solely their discretion on that. Genus will get payments on their terms or whatever the rates they have quoted, and that and after that, what rate platform is getting the business, SPV is getting the business, what IRR they are making, what profits they will keep, that is up to them only.
Got it. And this 18,000 crores will come from the platform to Genus over the next 3 to 4 years?
Yes, through SPVs, through different SPVs of platform.
Okay, and it will come over the next 3 to 4 years, 18,000 crores?
Yes.
And in addition to that, Genus will separately have orders that it fulfills for other winning bidders, and will it also bid separately other than the SPV as well?
We understand one thing here. There will be a lot of O&M work also included in this.
Yes.
So it is not that in 3 to 4 years this 18,000 crores is fully billable.
So most of the part will be billable, JK.
Got it. Most of it will come.
That's why we are saying a capital outlay of 2 billion. We are not saying a capital outlay of 18,000 crores.
Got it. And but in addition to this 18,000 crores that comes in by the platform, will the rest of the business of Genus, will Genus continue to bid independently also, or all the bidding will now be through the platform only?
It will be through the platform only.
So, in addition to the platform, will Genus be doing any other business for other service providers?
Genus will be supplying meters to all the service providers. Whatever the business we are doing currently, that continues to be done the way we are doing right now.
And what would be the outlook for that business which you are doing currently?
it will be, it depends on the currently we don't want to give any outlook on that, but yes, that market is also very much open for us.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Bharat from Mantan Research and Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have just one quick question. I heard on the call that management mentioning that GIT will be running the JV platform. I assume these are sovereign orders that we will be applying for. So I assume Genus will also be part of it, as in the operational part?
Yeah, yeah. We are a 26% partner to that.
No, as in I'm talking about being part of the, not in terms of ownership, but being part of the
management decisions also, because we are a partner, yeah. So we will be also there for the, because being they are the majority partners, so so their majority decisions will be there, minority will be ours. So how it works, like a partner's works, it will work like that.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. You mentioned earlier that the platform will decide what tenders to bid for and what IRR. How does Genus decide at the pricing for supplies? We are the exclusive supplier, but is the pricing pre-supplied to them before the bid?
No, no. Basically, we will decide a price, that what price we want to give. Certainly we will give them before the bid, and then they will decide on what markup they have to put on that prices.
Understood, sir. Then secondly, you mentioned some FY 24 1200 to 1500 crore revenue target. That would represent how much capacity utilization for us, and when do you think we will need to double capacity? As you mentioned, it will take 5-6 months.
So I don't think very immediate we need to any capacity expansion and all, and it depends that how fast we get the business, and accordingly we can take a decision of expanding the capacity, because it's a very short term to expand the capacity and all.
At what capacity utilization level are we operating today?
I think we are operating at a level of almost 40-50% right.
And what would be our average realization today be per meter?
Sorry, we have to check it because we are prepared only for the this GIC thing and all. So these questions can be taken in the next conference call when there will be a results conference and all.
Okay, just a small clarification. You mentioned roughly 10,000 rupees per meter. Of that, 60% is what will come to us.
That is 6,000.
6,000. That would be our supply portion. Supply erection.
So that is something that 10,000. Yeah.
That 10,000 is including of taxes.
Taxes also, yeah.
So the people should not get confused, because when we say revenue, it is net of taxes. And this 10,000 is including of
including the taxes. Correct.
Yes, and the 6,000 will include supply of meters, erection, and initial O&M?
Yes.
And it includes the O&M for remaining period also.
And taxes also.
And taxes also.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, this 2200 crore order that you announced, is it from a single DISCOM or is it multiple orders?
It is from a single DISCOM from Chhattisgarh.
Okay, okay. And in this AMISP scheme, is there any central government support, or these are tenders by DISCOM without any central support?
Most of the projects of AMISP are under IDSS, which is central government support.
Okay. And how many companies are qualified to supply meters for this digital meter kind of thing? I know about you and HPL. Are there any other companies?
Yeah, there are many other also, like Secure Meters, Schneider. There are many manufacturers.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kunjan Kabra from Nivesha Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity, and a part of the question you have already answered, but I still wanted a little clarity in you know, the execution of the EPC projects, how will it happen in the GIC, in the new platform? Because I think we have a 26% ownership and whereas GIC has the majority. So, because I think, I guess they are not from this background and we are a little, you know, more experienced in this. So how much involvement in EPC side would be there from us to, you know, because timely execution, I think in the EPC project is much more important. So how will the execution happen? How much will be our involvement in the business, or will the majority part will be executed by them only? So just wanted some understanding on the execution part, how will that happen?
So majority part will be done by Genus. The Genus will have a full say in EPC because we have experience and GIC don't have any experience, or the platform don't have any experience on that. So basically it will be done by Genus.
Okay. So the management and the team will be entirely by Genus is the understanding.
It will be a mix. They will also have their team and we will also have our team. So on EPC side, it will be our team mainly, and managing the total platform and other things, it will be their team or the joint team.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Jain from Galaxy International. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So, just a broad question. So, the government actually was saying about 250 million smart meters to be installed in this project. Against that, we are targeting, let's say, around 30 million smart meters. So, which is basically roughly a market share of around 12%. Historically, I think we have maintained a market share of roughly around 20 to 25%, in fact, higher than 25% in supply of meters. So, do you think that it may be hypothetically possible that the opportunity can be larger than 30 million meters if the government stays with 250 million meters plan?
Do you want me to take this up?
Yeah, JK, you take, please.
You have to understand, when we say 25% market share, that was purely for the supplies. Here we are talking about the AMISP projects. So in the AMISP projects, there will be a different market share. And when it comes to overall supplies, because we will be working closely with the other system integrators also. So there will be a different market share. So that is how you will have to bifurcate two of them.
Right. So basically, let's say, so can we actually then say it this way, that let's say around 12% market share from our own AMISP, right, in which we have the stake, and then maybe another 8 to 10% coming in from other system integrators. So that may be a possibility, right? Obviously, nothing is,
That may be a possibility.
Right. Okay, fine. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I think we can take a last question, Parin.
Sure. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jayesh Gandhi from Harshad Gandhi. Please go ahead.
So if I heard you correct, you said that you are currently in Genus, you are working at 40 to 50% of capacity utilization. So can we assume that at 100% utilization, you might be doing closer to like 2,000 crores of revenue?
No, basically that capacity is only for meter manufacturing. Now the company is talking about AMISP, where other services will be there. So whenever we talk about capacities, it is only for the meter manufacturing. When I say our capacity is 10 million meters, it is for the meter manufacturing only. Not for the other services. So that will, now the AMISP will include a lot of other services also, the software, the installation, the O&M, many other communication, so many things.
Okay. So can I say that AMISP is much more asset lighter than just the metering business?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the asset terms would be far more higher.
Sorry?
The asset turn will be far more higher.
Yes. That's why I'm saying that working capital will be reduced. So the turnover will be absolutely higher.
So you mean to say that we might not be requiring then further capex?
only capex will be required if you have to increase the capacities. If you see that our capacity,
manufacturing
capacities, yeah.
Okay, that, have you done any calculation in that? How much are you going to spend?
I've answered that for 10 million meters, we will be needing around 50 crores.
That's it. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. That's all from us.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kailash Agarwal for closing comments.
So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are delighted to have a long-term investor like GIC choosing Genus Power as its exclusive partner in the sector. GIC investment attests to the strong prospects of smart metering space or manufacturing capacities and execution track record. I thank you all for taking the questions, and I assure you all that the company will be doing very good in coming times. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Genus Power Infrastructures Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us.